Opening our Jazz Northwest today, that was the Keith Henson Octet. Keith Henson, tenor saxophonist, leads the ensemble. The soloists here, however, were Bill Perkins on alto sax and Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, and the Keith Henson Octet from the album Perkin. That was a tune composed and arranged by Stan Smith, titled Carnival, and inspired, no doubt, by a great inspiration for Stan Smith, great Brazilian composer Moacir Santos. Keith Henson's Octet plays the first and third Thursdays of each month at the B Sharp Coffee House in Tacoma, and they will be there next on April 6th. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Next up, we're going to be listening to music from flugelhorn player Dimitri Mathini, who was recently awarded the Golden Ear Award in the Earshot Awards on March 13th as being the 2016 Northwest Instrumentalist of the Year. He now makes his home in Centralia after originally being based in Arizona and the San Francisco Bay Area, but nowadays he's working out of Centralia, playing a lot of gigs around the Northwest, and so he is celebrated as the Instrumentalist of the Year. Here he is with his group and a piece which comes from his latest Jazz Noir album. And this is a composition by Charlie Hayden, not originally written for a movie, but certainly with that flavor of film noir. It's called Here's Looking at You. Thank you. very interesting and unusual version of Thelonious Monk's tune Mysterioso, one of our favorite Monk tunes, played by the Bill Anschell Group from Bill's recent album Rumbler, just issued last month. Bill Anschell at the piano, Chris Seimer bass, Jose Martinez on drums, and added for this tune was tenor saxophonist Richard Cole and a surprising burst of guitar from Brian Munroney, who's featured on the current issue of Earshot magazine. Mysterioso, Bill Anschell, awarded the Hall of Fame award from Earshot at the Golden Ear Awards. Before that, we were listening to Instrumentalist of the Year for 2016, Dimitri Matheny from his Jazz Noir album. Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn there, accompanied very simply and beautifully by Susan Pascal on vibes and Phil Sparks on bass. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the area. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Dina Blade will be performing with her group at Harissa. We'll hear a sample of her music. And also coming up, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes will be performing at Tula's on Tuesday night. First, here's Dina Blade from her album, recorded in Brazil with an all-Brazilian cast. And this is a very beautiful and romantic tune titled Carinhoso by the great Brazilian composer Pixinguinha.
Não sei porquê, bate feliz quando te vê, e os meus olhos ficam sorrindo. E pelas ruas vão te seguindo, mas mesmo assim foges de mim. Meu coração não sei porquê bate feliz quando te vê, e os meus olhos ficam sorrindo, e pelas ruas vão te seguindo, mas mesmo assim foges de mim. Ah, se tu soubesses como sou tão carinhoso, e muito, muito que te quero, e como é sincero meu amor, eu sei que tu não fugirias mais de mim. Vem, vem. Vem, vem, vem sentir o calor dos lábios meus, à procura dos teus, vem matar esta paixão que me devora o coração, e só assim então serei feliz, bem feliz. Thank you.
Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, playing a beautiful tune that was written by Mogul Miller years ago. Recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum during the Art of Jazz series. Jay Thomas on tenor sax, Michael Van Bieber on trumpet, John Hansen piano, Dan Marcus trombone, Michael Glenn on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. Sol Leo. Jay Thomas Group is playing Tuesday night at Tula's. Dina Blade was the singer heard before that from her Made in Brazil recording. Beautiful song by Pixinguinha called Carinhoso. Dina Blade sings Sunday evenings at 6 at Harissa. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Next up is a tune from tenor saxophonist Michael Zilber in concert at the California Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley, California, in March of 2012. John Stoll is the guitarist out of Portland. John Shiflett on bass and Jason Lewis on drums are Bay Area people, I believe. Michael Zilber is going to be playing next weekend in Vancouver. He'll be at Frankie's Jazz Club on Friday and Saturday night. Here he is in a tune that was written by John Schofield. This is called Wabash 3. Michael Zilber on tenor sax. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Williams at the piano with Dave Capteen on bass and Mel Brown on drums. Very identifiable pianist. You can recognize her sound in a few bars of any tune she plays. It was a tune credited to Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane titled Paul's Pal, played by Jessica Williams, Portland Trio in this case, with Dave Capteen and Mel Brown. Jessica hasn't been playing in recent years because she broke her back and is unable to play in an upright position for long enough to do a live concert. She's made a few recordings. It's been kind of tough for her because she lost her piano, being unable to work, and she's living in Yakima right now. If you'd like to help out, go to her website and take a look at the story there, jessicawilliams.com. Michael Zuber was the tenor saxophonist before that with a quartet including Portland guitarist John Stoll, with John Shiflett on bass and Jason Lewis on drums, and they played a John Scofield tune, Wabash 3, from the album Live Beauty. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. If you'd like to get in touch or have any comments on the music we play, send email to me, jim@hatchcover.co. And remember, you can listen to Jazz Northwest anytime, streaming it from our page on the KNKX website. This is 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Something special coming up in Seattle is the Jackson Street Jazz Walk, which is next Saturday, April 1st, from 5 to 11 p.m. along Jackson Street, historic home of jazz in Seattle. It's a free event, and there are several locations. There will be 10 bands and singers, food trucks along the way. It should be a lot of fun, strolling along Jackson Street and taking in some great music. One of the locations is the Ernestine Anderson House, and appropriately enough, it's going to be featuring singers, leading off with Gail Pettis. Here is Gail, Randy Halberstadt on piano with Jeff Johnson on bass, Mark Ivester is the drummer, At Last.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Ooh, at last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, I found a thrill that I have never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. You are mine at last. Thank you.
could speak to, a dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, I found a thrill that I have never known. You smile, that smile, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, and you are mine at last. Oh, you are mine, all mine, all mine, all mine at last.
That's a tune titled Stradella Bop, composed by the accordion player David Lang, and that comes from his album Melange. Heard here with Darren Clendenin piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, from the album Melange. And before that, we were listening to Gail Pettis, who will be leading off the Jackson Street Jazz Walk next Saturday night. We heard her doing the song At Last with Randy Halberstadt at the piano. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. Stay tuned for... You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz